就由我呢为大家，读这个中文经文，大家可以一起读啊、哦。12章1节，那时希律王下手苦害教会中几个人，用刀杀了约翰的哥哥雅各。他见犹太人喜欢这事，又去捉拿彼得。那时正是除枭的日子，希律拿了彼得收在监里，交付四班兵丁看守，每班4个人，意思要在逾越节过后，把他提出来当着百姓办他。于是彼得被囚在监里，教会却为他切切的祷告神。希律将要提他出来的前一夜，彼得被两条铁链锁着，睡在两个兵丁当中，看守的人也在门外看守。忽然有主的一个使者站在旁边，屋里有光照耀，天使拍彼得的肋旁，拍醒了他，说：“快快起来！”那铁链就从他手上脱落下来。
May God bless the reading of His word.
啊，求主呢，真的祝福我们今天学习的话语。
The first thing I believe God wants us to see from today's passage is this.
那我想说，我相信今天呢，神呢，希望我们从今天经文中看见的第一件事情是。
In this fallen world, there are no easy answers.
在这个堕落的世界里面呢，没有一个简单的答案。
Would you agree with me that some Christians, they seem to have answers for everything?
我不知道大家会不会同意我这样说，就是有一些基督徒呢，他们好像对什么事情都有一个答案。
Every time something bad happens, they seem to always have something cliquish to say.
那每一次有一些不好的事情发生呢，他们都似乎都会有一些陈词滥调呢，他们可以用来回答。
When something bad happens, they flippantly say things like, "Everything happens for a reason."
那当每一次有一些不好的事情发生了，他们可能很快就会说，一切事情都是有原因的。
They say things like, "Well, this happened because God must know you can handle it."
或者他们会说，这样的事情发生，但是神呢，知道你是一定能应付过去的。
Well, they even say things like, well, if you just prayed hard enough, if you just have enough faith, then God will answer your prayers.
那或者他们会说，哎，只要你祷告足够的努力，或者你有足够的信心，那神一定会应允你的。
But you and I, we all know that life in this fallen world, things are just not that simple.
但其实你和我们大家都知道，在这个堕落的世界里面，我们的生活其实并不那么简单。
Sometimes life just doesn't make sense, and we don't understand what God is doing.
有时候在我们的生活里面，有些事情就是完全没法解释的，我们就是不明白上帝到底在做什么。
Sometimes God's faithful people ask God, "God, where are you when evil things seem to prevail?"
那甚至有时候真的是，当神的子民呢，他们也会在想说：“神啊，你到底在哪里呢？”因为现在这个邪恶似乎在占了上风了。
Why is there so much suffering and injustice going on?
为什么会有这么多的痛苦还有不公正的事情在发生呢？
Why do bad things happen to good people, God's people?
为什么那些不幸的事情会发生在好人的身上呢？或者是神的子民的身上呢？
See, these are real questions, and they are no easy answers.
这些都是很真实的问题，而且这些问题我们都没有一个简单的答案。
And that's what happened in today's passage. In today's passage, it starts out by showing us that King Herod went around persecuting Christians.
所以这个就是说，今天的经文其实就从这个角度开始的。经文告诉我们，当时希律王在到处的迫害，甚至杀害神的子民。
From verses 1 to 3, we see that King Herod arrested many Christians, even killing James, and then put Peter in prison.
所以在这个1到3节，我们看到了，他希律王他当时抓了好多的基督徒，而且呢，他杀了约翰的哥哥雅各，还去抓了彼得。
Who is King Herod?
那谁是这个希律王呢？
We know this name because it appears often in the Bible.
那我们可能很熟悉这个名字，因为这个名字经常都出现在经文里面。
But scholars tell us that there are actually many King Herods in the Bible.
但是呢，圣经的学者告诉我们，其实呢是有好几个这个希律王在圣经里面经文里面出现过。
Let's look at some of them. In Matthew chapter 2, it's Herod the Great.
我们可以看看几个希律王。首先在马太福音的二章里面，那第一个是希律大帝。
This is the King Herod that I believe most of us know and heard of because this is the king that we read about during Christmas.
那我想说这位希律大帝可能大家都很熟悉，因为这个在一定在圣诞节的时候我们可能都会读到关于这个希律大帝的这些经文。
Remember what Herod the Great did during that time?
大家还记得说在那个时候这个希律大帝到底做了什么事情？
He went around killing baby boys.
所以他在全国各地去杀了一些男婴。
Then one of his sons is also King Herod. King Herod Antipas.
那其中他的其中一个儿子也叫做希律王，是希律安提巴。
Where we read about him in Matthew chapter 14.
我们在马太福音的十四章里面就提到了他。
And what did he do?
那他干了什么事情呢?
He killed John the Baptist.
他杀了施洗约翰。
Today in Acts chapter 2, we read about King Herod. It's Herod Agrippa.
那今天我们的经文提到的这个希律王，他是希律亚基伯。
What did he do? He killed James and imprisoned Peter.
他做了什么呢?他杀了雅各，他还囚禁了彼得。
Yes, there are different King Herods, and they are all evil.
所以他们有好几个这样的希律王，所有这些希律王都是非常的邪恶。
Can you imagine living in those biblical times where as believers of Christ, under the reign of all these evil kings?
所以你能想象一下在那个圣经的时代，作为基督的信徒生活在这些邪恶的这些王的统治之下吗？
Who knows how many lives of godly Christian people have been taken by them?
我们都不知道当时有多少些这些虔诚的基督徒被杀害。
Talk about injustice.
如果我们讲到真的是不公正、不公义。
Talk about living in constant fear and the feeling of anxiety, uncertainty that God's people must be feeling all the time.
我们也可以真的想一下说真的是当时上帝的这些子民他们是生活在这些不停的恐惧还有不确定下面的。
And how often they must be asking those questions, Lord, why Lord?
可能他们真的是不断地问这个问题，他们会问说主啊主啊，这个为什么会这样子？
What is going on, Lord?
他们会问说神啊，到底这是怎么回事？
And how long, Lord?
还说神啊，这样的不公到底还要维持多长时间呢？
Same questions that people, God's people ask throughout the centuries.
可能是真的是这些基督徒他可能是问这些问题问的可能都是不好一两个世纪了。
Today, we learned that James was killed by King Herod. Well, who is this James?
在今天经文我们看到了是雅各是被这个希律王所杀害的。那是雅各是谁呢？
Very often we see in the Bible Peter, James, and John.
那我们在经文里面看到啊，经常是三个名字一起出现，彼得、雅各和约翰。
These are the three closest companions of Jesus Christ.
他们三位是耶稣基督最亲密的三个同伴。
Think about it, who were the three disciples that were there at the Mount of Transfiguration where Jesus transformed into his glorious state?
大家想一下，当耶稣基督在山上变了形象的时候，是哪三个使徒在他身旁呢？耶稣当时在那里，他变为了他这个荣耀的境界。
It was Peter, James, and John.
是这三位，彼得、雅各和约翰。
Think about it, who were there at the Garden of Gethsemane with Jesus, where Jesus was so burdened to the point that he sweated blood.
大家有没有想到过，在客西马尼园，当耶稣基督在那里祷告啊，真的，他的有非常重的负担，都流出了汗血的时候，那三有是哪三位使徒和他在一起
？Peter, James, and John.
还是彼得、雅各和约翰。
See, from this we know that hey, James, he was not just a devout follower of Jesus Christ. He was the leader of the church.
所以从这些我们都可以学看到啊，雅各他不仅仅是一个虔诚的基督徒，而且他是还是教会的领袖。
He wasn't just one of the 12 disciples. He was the top three.
他并不光光是说十二使徒里面的其中一位，而且他是前三位。
And you don't get any closer to Jesus than James.
可能是没有谁可以比雅各更和耶稣基督更亲近了。
But notice this, James was arrested. He was taken from God's people.
但是呢，大家有没有注意到，就是这样的雅各，他就被抓走了。
He suffered and he was beheaded.
他真的是他也受了很多的苦难，最后哈，他还被真的是砍头了。
Talk about unjust suffering.
所以当我们说到说这些不公正的这些苦难。
We don't say this out loud, but we think to ourselves, hey, if I just have more faith, then perhaps God would protect me from bad things.
有时候我们不会说，但是我们会这样想说，如果我们可能做更多的服事，更给更多的爱，有可能神呢就让我们免于这个受苦。
But today God wants to remind us, no one is exempt from suffering, there will always be injustice.
所以呢，今天可能我们都要提醒一下大家，没有任何一个人能免于这些苦难而且呢，一定会有一些不公义会存在。
The verses that we just read today tells us there are two parts to today's story.
所以今天我们所读经文告诉我们说，今天这个故事其实是有两个部分的。
The first part is James' death.
那第一部分是关于这个雅各他的死。
The second part is Peter's release.
那第二部分呢，讲的是彼得的释放。
Now, let me ask you, if you were a Sunday school teacher teaching on today's chapter 12, which portion would you focus on?
所以我就问大家一个问题，如果你是今天这个主日学的老师的话，你准备要从使徒行传十二章里面挑一部分出来讲的话，你会挑哪一个部分呢？
Of course, it's Peter's release, of course, because that's what makes sense to us.
当然是吧，我们会可能都会挑这个关于彼得的释放这一部分，因为这个对我们每个人来说都觉得是很有道理的。
And not only that, we want our lives to be characterized by part two.
而且我们都希望说我们的生命啊，都像这个第二部分所讲的。
To experience the miraculous healing, a release of Peter.
所以我们都可能都希望经历呢，像彼得那种呢，被奇迹般的这个拯救出来的那种经历。
Which we will touch on later.
当我们后面会马上会讲到这一个。
But the question remains, well, how do you explain James's death?
但是呢，还有一个问题我没有回答，就是你如何去解释雅各的死呢？
How do you answer the question, why would God let Peter be set free but did not rescue James?
那我们去怎么样去解释这个问题，就是上帝呢，他让彼得重新获得了自由，但是他却没有让雅各获得自由。
See, it's irresponsible for, let's say, for me as a pastor to simply address Peter's release and not James's death.
那如果说作为你的牧师，对吧？如果我只是跟各位去讲说彼得的释放，却不太去谈一下雅各的死的话呢，这是有点不负责任的。
Because very often in this broken world, we are more familiar with James's experience than Peter's experience.
因为在这个破碎的这个世界里面呢，其实我们对于雅各的经历是更加熟悉的，相比呢彼得的经历。
Sometimes we wonder, we try to use limited human logic to make sense of the difficult things that are happening in our lives.
虽然有时候是吧，我们会这样去做，是吧？我们尝试用我们这个很有限的人类的逻辑来去理解这个世界上所发生的各种各样困难的情况。
Well, why don't we do that right now? Why don't we try to figure out why Peter and not James?
那要不我们尝试来做一下这个事情，好吧？去尝试一下，去回答说为什么，是挑了彼得而没有去挑雅各？
Why did God deliver Peter and not James?
那为什么神呢？当时呢，解救了彼得，却没有去解救雅各？
Okay, let's have a time of multiple choice. Be ready to choose one answer.
那所以呢，我们是一个很短的时间，是一个多重的选择，好吧？大家准备一下，去选择你们的答案。
All right, ready?
大家准备好了吗？
All right, A, why Peter, not James? Because?
那第一个啊，为什么是救了彼得，没有救雅各呢？
A, God was unable to save James.
第一个啊，上帝呢是没有办法，无力去拯救雅各。
Anybody want to go for A?
有没有人会选这个答案 A 呢？
Okay, I don't see you, but I trust that nobody chose that one.
虽然我看不见大家哈，但是我估计没有人会选这个答案。
All right, let's look at B then. Well, you know, okay, why Peter not James? Because Peter had more faith than James, that's why.
那我们看看第二个答案好不好？啊，是彼得他更有信心。
I don't really like that answer.
我自己不太特别喜欢这个答案。
I don't think you like that answer either.
我想着可能你也不会太喜欢这个答案。
Let's look at choice C. Peter was more important and more useful to God's kingdom. That's why God delivered Peter and not James.
那我们看一下这个答案 C 啊。彼得对神的国度呢更为重要，可能更有用，所以这就是为什么神呢他解救了彼得，却没有去解救雅各。
We know that is totally not true.
我们当然知道这是不对的。
All right, then that leaves us the last choice, and I'm sure all of us will choose this one.
那只有我们最后一个答案了，估计我们很多人会选这个答案。
Choice D, God loved Peter more than James.
答案 D, 上帝爱彼得胜过爱雅各。
Oh, you don't like this one either, huh?
可能大家也不喜欢这个答案啊。
Okay, let's have another choice.
那我们还有另外一个选择。
How about this one?
大家觉得这个怎么样呢？
None of the above.
以上答案都不对。
None of these human logic makes sense.
所以这些我们人类的这个逻辑没有一个是能够解释得通的。
Can we just be honest? Sometimes, you know, we try very hard to make sense of life, but the reality is that a lot of times in life, in this fallen world, there are just no easy answers.
所以有时候我们真的不得不面对我们自己啊，有时候我们真尝试着用我们的逻辑去解释这个生命里发生的事情，但事实上是说我们生命中很多的事情啊，在这个现实生活里面，特别在这个堕落的世界里面，是根本没有简单的答案的。
Because of our sin, because human sin, there's injustice.
因为这真的是我们的罪，有时候我们人所犯的罪，所以就有很多的不公义存在。
And that's why we desperately need God, because only God has the answer.
这就是因为我们真的是何等的需要神，因为只有神他才有这个答案。
Which brings us to our next point. That's why we need to keep relying on God.
所以这个就是讲到了我们今天的第二个话题，就是我们必须要继续的依靠上帝。
Look at verses 4 and 5. After arresting Peter, the king put him in prison. So Peter was kept in prison, but the church was earnestly praying to God for him.
所以大家可以看一下经文四到五节啊，当希律王他囚禁了彼得之后啊，把他放在啊监牢里面，那教会呢当时是很恒切的为彼得做祷告。
I love the fact that God's people at this time they came before God to pray for God to deliver Peter.
那真的是特别的有感动，是这在这时候，神的子民他们聚集在一起为彼得做祷告，求神解救彼得。
But I want to point out something to you that while they were praying, they were really struggling in their faith.
但是我想提醒大家一点是说，当这些神的子民一起祷告的时候，但是他们的这个信心却是有很多的挣扎的。
I want to remind you again that this was right after James's execution. James was their spiritual leader. James was their pastor. You could just imagine how discouraged they are at this time.
我想提醒大家一点说，当时这个时候正是发生在雅各被害不久之后啊。雅各当时生前是他们的这个教会的领袖，所以你可以想象，像他们当时是多么的气馁。
And their faith in God must be so shaken during this moment.
所以在那种时刻，他们对神的这个信心一定是有所动摇的。
So let's keep on reading. What happened in today's story? Let's look at the reactions of these godly Christians when God actually released Peter.
那当我们就往下看一下哦，我们看一下这些虔诚的基督徒，当神真的是释放了解救了彼得的时候，他们的反应是怎么样子的。
Verse 12, he, that's Peter, went to the house of Mary, the mother of John, also called Mark, where many people had gathered and were praying.
所以呢，彼得当时就去了马可的约翰他母亲玛利亚家去，因为在那里有好些人聚集为他祷告。
Did you read that? Many Christians gathered to pray. That's a wonderful thing.
所以大家有没有注意到，有好多的基督徒在聚集在一起为他祷告，是真的一个很美丽的事情。
Look at verse 13. Peter knocked at the outer entrance, and a servant named Rhoda came to answer the door.
大家看一下13节，彼得敲外门，有一个使女名叫罗大出来探听。
Now obviously they locked the door, and Peter could not get in.
那很显然是他们当时把门锁上了，所以呢，彼得没法进去。
Why did they lock the door?
那为什么他们把门给锁起来呢？
Because Herod was killing Christians and they were scared.
因为当时希律王到处在杀害基督徒，当然他们很害怕。
Verse 14, when she recognized Peter's voice, she was so overjoyed, she ran back without opening the door and told everybody, Peter is at the door.
那十四节啊，听得是彼得的声音，就欢喜的顾不得开门，跑进去告诉众人说，彼得站在门外。
That this is a funny verse because in her joy, she did not let Peter in. She just ran away.
对，那这个是非常有趣的经文了。他因为当时他太欢喜了，所以呢门都没有给彼得开，他就跑进去通知别人了。
And look at what the praying Christians, how they reacted when they heard her say that Peter was released.
那我们大家看一下，当这些正在祷告的这些虔诚的基督徒们，当他们听到罗大告诉他们这个消息的时候，他们的反应，他们是说什么了？
They told her, "You are out of your mind."
他们说你是疯了。
You are crazy because it's impossible. There is no way that Peter would be free.
他们说你真的是疯了。他说因为不可能说彼得是被释放出来的，被解救出来的。
Kept insisting that it was Peter. They said to her, "Ah." It must be his angel.
而且他们就还坚持说一定是他的天使。
They thought Peter was dead, that this must be Peter's spirit.
他们想着彼得当时一定已经死了，所以这一定就是彼得的灵魂。
Now, poor Peter, while this is going on, poor Peter, he is out there waiting.
那我们看，想想说，当这些基督徒们在里面争论的时候，那可怜的彼得还在门外等着呢。
Verse 16, Peter kept on knocking, and when they opened the door and saw him, they were astonished.
彼得不断地敲门，他们开了门，看见他就甚惊奇。
They must be thinking, Peter, how could you be here?
他们当时一定还想说，彼得你怎么可能在这里？
Weren't you supposed to be locked up in prison?
你不是说你现在一定是被锁在这个监狱里面的？
What are you doing here?
那你为什么可以到这里来呢？
Verse 17, Peter motioned with his hand for them to be quiet and describe how the Lord had brought him out of prison.
十七节，彼得摆手不让他们作声，就告诉他们主怎样领他出监。
This verse tells us that Peter's using his hands. He's going, "Shh, be quiet."
啊，可能大家可以想象一下，当时彼得可能用他的手跟他们说：“嘘啊，叫叫啊，声音轻点，别吵。
”You can imagine the dogs were barking at Peter. The streetlight is shining on Peter, and Peter's like, "Hurry, guys, open the door already!"
可能大家可以想象当时的情景哦，可能彼得站在外面街上敲门。狗呢，可能在街上不断的叫了，而且街灯也照在他身上。彼得说：“快点，快点，开门给我啊！”
I want you to notice something that while God's people were praying, they could not believe that God would actually answer their prayers.
所以大家可能要注意一下，当神的这些子民当他们在祷告的时候，其实他并不相信说神真的会应允他们的祷告。
Do you see how they were struggling in their faith?
所以大家有没有看到了他们当时是如相当的缺乏信心的。
This reminds me of a story of a mother who was a long-time believer.
所以这个经文让我想起了一个母亲，她是一个很长期的这个基督徒。
So she had been going to the church.To pray for rain because it was a season of drought and they were in desperate need of water.
所以他一直呢是在教会里面呢祷告求神呢为他们降雨，因为呢那是一个很干旱的季节，他们急需用水。
Well, on one particular day, she decided to take her little girl with her.
那有一天呢出门的时候呢，她决定就带上她的小女儿跟她一起出门。
She thought it would be good.For the little girl, her little girl to learn to pray.
所以呢，她想说，今天我去教会祷告，带上小女儿，这个对小女儿呢，她学习如何祷告会有好处。
As they were leaving the house to go to church to pray, the little girl insisted on going back to the house to get something.
那当他们准备要出门去教会祷告的时候呢，这个小女孩呢，她坚持说一定要回家去拿点东西。
The mother didn't understand why.
那妈妈不明白说为什么要拿什么呢？
She couldn't understand what is it that is so important that we have forgotten to bring to church.
那妈妈就不明白说到底是什么东西有这么重要呢？我们非得要带上去教会呢？
As the girl dragged the mom home, she said to the mother, "Mom."
然后这个小女孩呢，就妈妈呢拉回家了，就对妈妈说
"You forgot to bring the umbrella."
她说：“妈妈，你忘记带雨伞了。”
Isn't that good?
大家有没有听明白这个有趣的故事？
See, this group of people in Acts chapter 12, they were praying, but they were not expecting God to answer their prayer.
所以在这个使徒行传十二章里面，大家看到这一群的虔诚的基督徒，他们在努力的祷告，但是他们并没有期望着想到过神会应允他们的祷告。
Doesn't that encourage you? Because these people, these godly Christians, they are just like us. Because so often we have weak faith as well.
我想可能这个对大家来说还是一个很好的鼓励，不是吗？因为呢，这些神的这些虔诚的子民，其实就跟我和你一样，有时候他们的这个信心也很软弱。
But you know what? I am so glad. I am so glad that they were still praying.
但是我却非常高兴的是说，他们即使是信心软弱，他们还是在不断的祷告。
It would be so easy for them to give up praying.
因为呢，对于他们来讲，真的很容易就可以说放弃祷告了。
Well, we prayed for James, and that didn't work. So why bother praying for Peter?
他们可能会说，我们也为了雅各去努力的祷告啊，但是一点用都没有啊，所以我们还为什么要为彼得祷告呢？
No, the Bible says they continue to pray. In fact, they prayed earnestly.
那但是经文告诉我们，他们继续的祷告，而且呢，他们是切切的祷告。
And that's a lesson that God wants us to learn, that even though we may be struggling in our faith, we need to keep praying.
这就是神想让我们学习的一样东西，即使是我们的信心很软弱、很挣扎的时候，他希望我们还是继续的祷告。
What is prayer?
那我们会说，哎，祷告是什么呢？
Prayer is an act of dependence.
那其实祷告是一种呢，依赖的行为。
When we're praying, we're saying to God, God, if you don't help us, no one will.
当我们祷告的时候，我们在向上帝呼求，神啊，如果你不帮助我们，没有人能够帮我们。
God, we have nowhere else to turn.
有时候说，神啊，我们真的是没有任何别的地方可以去了。
And God answered their prayers.
那神最终真的是应允了他们的祷告。
You know, God loves it when we pray, not out of obligation, but out of desperation.
神是喜欢我们祷告，他喜欢我们不是出于义务去祷告，而是出于一种绝望去祷告。
Not because of a ritual, not because of routine, but out of a dependent heart.
那不是说我们的祷告不是出于一种仪式、一种惯例，而是出于一颗很依赖的心。
And that's why when we don't spend time praying, it reveals something about our heart.
那就是为什么说，当我们不花时间去祷告的时候，这就揭示了我们内心里面的一些东西。
That instead of relying on God, we are taking things onto ourselves. We are relying on our own strength.
所以真的是在我们的内心心底里面，我们不是去依靠上帝，而是要依靠自己的智慧和力量。
Now we must be reminded that prayer is not in action.
那有时候我们也要提醒自己说，真的是，有时候祷告它不一定是一个行动。
Prayer is the beginning. Sometimes when people, hear that we're praying, they think we're not doing anything, but that's not true. Prayer is the beginning of action.
那很多时候其实祷告是我们要做的事情的一个起始。有很多人说，你只是祷告啥都不做，这不对的。因为祷告就是我们的行动的开始。
So especially in turbulent times, may everything that we do be birthed out of prayer.
这真的是在这个动荡的时代，我们求神让我们做的每一件事情都是出于我们的祷告的。
In this life, we're called to make many, many decisions.
那在我们这一生里面呢，有时候我们真的是要去做很多很多的决定。
And while we don't always know if we have made the best decision.
那真的是有时候我们很难去，当下是很难去判断说我们做的每一个决定是否是好的、正确的。
But I hope that one day when we look back in our lives over all the decisions that we've made, I hope that we will see lots of prayer.
但是我希望呢，有一天当我们回顾自己的生命的时候呢，我们可以看的是我们做的每一个决定里面都有很多很多的祷告。
See, may everything, whatever we decide to do, be the result of prayer.
真的希望说我们做的每一件事情，每一件事情的结果都是出于祷告之后所做的。
And in times like this, turbulent times, when we are so pressed to do something, the question is not so much what to do.
那真的是在当下这个时刻，有时候我们真的有出于很多的压力去做一些事情的时候，那真的是自己的问题，不是说我们该做什么。
But have we prayed?
但问题是我们有没有祷告了。
And I trust that if we pray, if we spend time in prayer, God will direct our path.
那我相信如果我们祷告，而且我们真的是花时间用心的去祷告的话，上帝会指引我们的道路的。
Amen.
啊，大家 Amen.
Lastly, in turbulent times, we need to trust that God is ultimately in control.
所以呢，最后呢，在这个动荡的时代，我们要相信神，他掌控着一切。
He said, Pastor, how can we trust and have faith in God when the world is so chaotic and things seem to be falling apart?
那有时候很多的人就问说，牧师啊，真的是这个世界现在这么动荡，这么也支离破碎，我们还怎么样去相信神呢？
I saw this definition of faith that I really like.
那真的这个对于信心的定义我是非常非常喜欢的。
Faith is not the absence of doubt.
那信心不是呢说没有怀疑。
But it is the presence of trust in midst of uncertainty.
而是呢在不确定中有相信。
I love that. I think that speaks to what we are experiencing at this moment.
所以我非常喜欢这样的定义，我觉得这个定义真的是可以反映出我们现在当下的正在经历的事情。
Yes, in this very challenging time in the history of our nation, of our world, God wants us to trust Him.
所以在这个历史上非常独特的这个时间啊，这个在我们的国家，在我们的全世界，神要我们相信他。
Let's look at today's passage, how God was in control.
我们今天看经文是看说神他是怎么样去掌控一切的。
On the appointed day, Herod, wearing his royal robes, sat on his throne and delivered a public address to the people. They shouted, "This is the voice of a God, not of a man." Immediately, because Herod did not give praise to God.An angel of the Lord struck him down, and he was eaten by worms and died.
希律在所定的日子穿上朝服，坐在位上，对他们讨论一番。百姓喊着说：“这是神的声音，不是人的声音。”希律不归荣耀给神，所以主的使者立刻罚他，他被虫所咬，气就绝了。
Wait a minute, this is King Herod, the powerful King Herod.
所以大家有没有看到，这就是希律王，是那一位非常这个有权势强大的希律王。
Whose entire family for many generations had dominated over God's people.
那他这个整个家族，这很多的这个世世代代都统治着神的子民。
For generations carrying out acts of injustice, mistreating, persecuting God's people.
那他这个家族真的是世世代代都做着一些不公义的事情，在迫害着、压迫着神的子民。
But when his time was up, God took him out just like that.
但是当时间到了，神就这样子就把他击杀了。
See, when evil prevails, when things seem to be out of control, God wants to remind us that He is still in control.
所以当邪恶盛行的时候，而且看上去当事情有些失控的时候，这时候神在提醒我们说他仍在掌控之中。
See today, while James was martyred,
所以呢，今天我们看这个故事，当在雅各被杀害之后，
There were two other stories that took place during the same time.
Yeah, 所以呢，还有另外两个故事呢，在同时也发生了。
Do you see what's going on?
给大家没看见呢，当时发生了什么事情？
While God's people were mourning for the loss of James, while they were trying to make sense of life,
当神的子民还在为着雅各的被害而在 他在哀哭的时候。
Verse 17, Peter was miraculously released from prison.
那彼得17节就讲了彼得是如何真的是奇迹般的被神所解救出来了。
And in the midst of questions and political oppression, verse 23, King Herod was suddenly struck down by God.
所以在很多的这个政治压迫的这个碰到的问题里面，那这个希律王一下子就被击杀了。
Do you see what God is trying to do? He is reminding his people that even though times are dark and difficult, life seems to be out of control.
那请看大家看有没有看见神当时的做工啊？即使是当时是真的是非常黑暗啊，这个非常的困难，但是神呢也要提醒大家，他在掌控。
He is in control.
哎，他在掌控。
Now look at how the biblical writer had chosen to end today's story.
那你看见了这个圣经的作者呢，他是选择如何的结束今天的故事的。
But the word of God continued to spread and flourish when Barnabas and Saul had finished their mission. They returned from Jerusalem, taking with them John, also called Mark.
神的道日渐兴旺，越发广传。巴拉巴和扫罗办完了他们供给的事，就从耶路撒冷回来，带着称呼马可的约翰同去。
I want to remind you that the book of Acts records the mission of God.
那我想提醒大家是说，使徒行传是记载了这个上帝赐给他的子民的使命。
The movement of God working in and through the lives of his people to accomplish his heavenly purposes.
所以神呢是在他的子民里面，并且通过了子民来做工，啊，通过他们的生命来完成他的这个目的。
Now, while God was working, was everything rosy?
那当神在做工的时候，是不是一切都很美好呢？
No, there was much, much suffering.
那当然不是，是吧？因为呢，当时是有很多很多的苦难的。
Were there much opposition for God's people?
那对神的子民来说，他们有没有碰到了很多的这些反对的声音、反对的力量呢？
Oh yes, even to the point of death.
当然有，是吧？而且是甚至到了是他们的生命都受到了威胁的地步。
But you know what? From a heavenly perspective, God's mission and purpose was being accomplished.
但是你知道吗？是吧？从神的这个眼光来看，他的使命，他的这个拯救的计划都一步步在完成。
And today, if we could have a meeting with the first century believers,
那今天如果我们能够和这些一世纪的这些信徒们可以真的是面对面的谈话的话呢？
Those who have suffered even gave their lives for God, you know what they would say to us?
那这些其实他们当时受了很多的苦难，甚至为神献出他们生命的人，你想他们会对我们说什么呢？
He would say, "Yes, we understand what you're going through."
他们会说，是的，我们明白你们现在所经历的这一切的困难。
That you are living in turbulent times and things are very difficult for you.
我们知道你们现在真的是生活在一个很动荡的时代，这些事情对于你们来说是非常的困难的。
But hang in there, trust God.
但是你一定要坚持住，一定要相信神。
That even though you cannot tell, God is ultimately in control.
虽然你可能是没法看见，你可能不能确定，但是你要知道神一定是在掌控的。
And even though you cannot see what God is doing, He is carrying out His sovereign plan.
那即使你看不见，但我们的神仍在执行着他的主权计划。
And we can trust him.
我们可以相信神。
Our nation is facing a very challenging time. Somebody wrote me this email. I want to quote him a little bit here.
那我们整个国家现在经历着一个真的是有很挑战的这个时间这个时光。那有人呢给我送了一封这样的电子邮件，我想呢跟大家一起分享一下这个邮件。
He said, "Every day since George Floyd's murder has been full of conflicting thoughts and unrest in my soul."
他说："真的，每一天 George Floyd 的他的不幸的死亡，真的是在我心里呢，有很多这种激发了很多这种有冲突的这些想法。
It's been a mixed bag of emotions.
对于我来说，真的是这个我的感受是非常的复杂的。
The feeling of disgust.
有时候觉得是真的是很恶心，
Frustration.
也觉得非常的无奈，
Sadness.
很悲伤，
Anger.
但是也感到愤怒，
Guilt.
也感到内疚，
And desperation.
还有很绝望。
We have a nation that is grieving.
我们整个国家都在哀哭。
He said, What can I do?
他问说，我到底可以做什么呢？
He asked, What can we do?
他问说，那我们又可以做什么呢？
He said, What is the solution?
他问说，这有没有解决的办法呢？
I believe this young man speaks for many of us.
我想说，我相信这位年轻人，他所讲的其实都很代表我们很多人心里的想法。
I want you to know that I struggle as well.
但是我想告诉你们说，我一样的挣扎着。
But as I wrestle and pray,
但是当我在挣扎的时候，我在祷告。
As I look into the Word of God, as I reflected on what's happening in this world,
那有时候我真的在读神的话语的时候，也去思考说这个世界上发生的事情的时候。
I want to remind you from the Word of God today.
我想说，真的是用着神的话语来提醒我们大家。
That in this fallen world, there are no easy solutions.
在我们这个堕落、支离破碎的世界里面，是没有简单的答案的。
That there's injustice in this broken world because of sin.
那真的是因为我们的罪，所以在这个堕落的世界里面，有很多的不公义。
And that's why there's no easy solutions.
所以就是因为这样子，真的是没有简单的方法。
But God wants us to keep relying on Him, keep depending on Him.
但是神希望我们继续的依靠他，依赖他。
God wants us to pray.
神，我想我们不断的去祷告。
Because it's in prayer, God will guide our steps and will direct our path.
因为借着祷告，神他会给我们指引我们的道路。
And then God wants us to trust Him.
而且呢，只有神想我们去真正的相信他。
Trust Him that He is sovereign, that He is in control.
相信他是我们是主权的神，他掌控着一切。
That even though we do not know and see what He is doing, God is working out His plan.
即使我们看不见神在做什么，但神仍在执行着他的计划。
God does not want us to panic, but to trust that He is ultimately in control.
那神不愿意我们真的是慌乱，让我们相信他，他完全在掌控之中。
May God's word comfort all of us.
是啊，真的，愿神的话语今天真的是安慰我们每一个人。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, for comforting us with your living word.
亲爱的神，真的感谢你用你的那又活又现的话语来安慰我们。
That even though we live in this broken world and that there are no easy answers.
即使我们是真的是处在这样一个破碎的世界里面，一个真的是没有简单答案的这个世界里面。
We can still have faith.
我们仍然可以有信心。
We can still have hope.
我们还有盼望。
We can still have peace.
我们还有平安。
Because you are God.
因为你是我们的神。
You are sovereign and you are in control.
你是真的是拥有主权的，而且你是掌控一切的神。
And you are carrying out your will on this earth.
你真的是在这个地上执行着你的旨意。
So Lord, help us as your people to keep looking to you.
所以神啊，我们作为你的子民，求你帮助我们，我们可以不断的仰望你。
To keep relying on you.
可以不断的依赖你。
To keep trusting in you.
不断的去信任信靠你。
In this, the midst of this turbulent time that we are going through.
当我们正在经历这些动荡的时代的时候。
And may our faith be a beacon of light in this time.
让我们的信心可以成为这个时代的一束光。
And may we truly be true light in this dark world.
而且真的是在这个世界里面，我们可以成为神的真光。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主基督耶稣得胜的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.